Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
We're going to be speaking with Marion Lau, who's the Deputy Chair of the Victorian Ethnic Communities Council, on the very back of a conversation with Pauline Hanson, where we are very interested in this idea of freedom of speech, and in particular the changes that are being lobbied by a number of people in Canberra at the moment to change the Racial Discrimination Act. Good morning there, Marion. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine, Ian. Thank you.
I'm Tass, actually.
Tass, is it?
Okay, yes, that's Tass. Okay. So it's Tass, it's Macca, and it's Amy on air this morning. So, Marion, I don't know if you had an opportunity to hear the conversation with Pauline Hanson this morning, but...
Just a wee bit.
So does everybody have the right to be able to say what they want to say in this country? Is that what this 18C is all about?
While they have a right to... We do maintain that we support the principle of free speech. However, this is something that all democratic societies are based on. But to take on different words and give people the opportunity to use that to hurt or offend people is something that we do not agree with.
So some politicians in Canberra are wishing to amend the Racial Discrimination Act, Section 18C. What is the actual change that they are looking to make?
I think they're attempting to water down that the Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act, and this will then open the gates for people who have other, who would like to have the opportunity to offend and upset and insult other people, give them a chance to be able to say things as to people that they don't like, or to people of the communities that they don't like. And this will impact very negatively on groups who are already marginalised in our community, especially people from culturally diverse backgrounds.
And your organisation, the Victorian Ethnic Communities Council, recently had a very public position on this. What is it What did you actually say? Are you supporting this?
We support the principles of free speech. And as I said before, this is something that all democratic societies are based on. But the argument about taking the words insult and offend out of the act need to be seen in the context. As we know, Section 18C of the Act clearly states that it is illegal to offend, insult, humiliate or intimidate on the basis of race, colour or national or ethnic origins. So those who have argued in the past that it is not necessary to have a couple of words like offend and insult in the Act because it sets the bar too low, that would allow people to take action based on hurt feelings, miss the point entirely.
Why do people want to change? Why do these federal MPs wish to change the legislation? Why do they want to water that down?
Because they want to insult us.
And I agree with that. Well, our role is not to try and find out why politicians do what they do. Our role is to respond to the decisions they make and the endeavour to make decisions that may or may not be agreeable by the people who appointed them or voted them into those positions.
I'm interested, Marion, in terms of, you know, democracy, Western democracy, is based on free speech, and it's a pretty nebulous concept. If I can say, how do we actually, you know, perhaps Pauline Hanson might like a plebiscite on what is free speech, or a referendum, or, you know, I'm interested, you know, free speech and that, and 18C where it says you can't, you know, you can't insult and offend. How do we better define free speech? I mean, my view of free speech will be quite different to someone else's. They can't help it if they're wrong. But
that's right.
How do you? It's a joke. Sorry. How do you define free speech? I mean, that's the biggest challenge I see in this.
It is a big challenge, and no, there's no right or rational to what freedom of speech is. Freedom is. And because it is not absolute. However, where X impinge upon the rights and freedoms of others, it is only right that we hold them to account. We accept many limitations of what other people say in areas like those imposed by national security laws, defamation laws, and other laws, and laws against racial vilification will reflect our society's commitment to civility, respect, and tolerance. So
Marion, just continuing on from what Macca asked, I guess I want to know whether you think that the definitions around this sort of debate need to be discussed on a case-by-case matter, because there's lots of grey area in this issue.
Absolutely, and I do agree with you. And while not being a very religious person, I think we should not do to other people that we do not want them to do to us. So why should we be imposing it on everybody in general? Mm. But having said that, we should then give individuals the opportunity to state their case. And while we may or may not agree in the entirety of the situation, we definitely need to respect that we each have our own individual rights. And this is where there's no absolutity in what is right and what is right to freedom.
And it does tend to come from both sides as well, doesn't it? It's not
it
a one-way street.
Yes.
I think
not at all.
You know, this is going to be a big challenge for every community, Marion. And you know, I'm disturbed of people wanting to take out or to change 18C. I find it only coincidental, of course, that the ones that want to change it are the ones that tend to have very, very strident and extreme views on some things. So as I say, you know, whilst it was response to Tass's question, why do they want to change it? You know, because they want to insult and offend us.
Yes.
Yay!
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it also perhaps overrides Section 18D.
18D, of course.
Which provides a powerful and detailed protection of freedom of speech. So the argument that that if we take the word offend or insult from Section 18C, would not necessarily impinge on that right is wrong, because we feel that it is an attack on the freedom of expression.
Yeah.
And we also, as I said, they're missing the point entirely by just picking on a couple of words there. This is not about the words in themselves, but the context in which they are used. And to put forward an argument that we should amend the act taking out the words does not take into account how this might be done in a racist way.
Yeah.
As we say, Section 18C of the Act provides important protection against the speech and racially motivated attacks against people from Australia's culturally and linguistically diverse background. And this was the reason why the Act was enacted in the first place, I think, by the Paul Keating government in 1995. And since then, people from our culturally diverse backgrounds still have been more comfortable and safe. Regrettably, in the present time, there's evidence that racism has come back and is more obvious. So it is very, very important that we make sure that Section 18C stays in its totality and not watered down to allow opportunities for people who have hidden behind whatever they hide behind, people who practice racism have the opportunity to come out and say we can do this because it is, you know, it is not unlawful, and the government removed these two words, and so we can do what we want to do and we can say what we want to say.
Marion, you will definitely get no disagreement from this studio this morning. I think we're all on the same side. We're all feeling the tiresome whip of the discriminatory attitudes that exist in our society. I think we need to continue to fight these things. Thank you very much for coming on board this morning and having a conversation with us.
Thank you.
We look forward to continuing to hear of the good work that the Ethnic Communities Council does and the advocacy that you're doing around protecting our freedom of speech, but more importantly, a civilised and decent conversation. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. That was Marion Lau, Deputy Chair of the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.